They work at a recycling center of a company called Recology as part of an art program the employee-owned firm started 25 years ago. Artist Ma Lee receives a stipend to spend 4 months on her project using articles culled from San Francisco's trash. The work features plastic bottles transformed into hanging starbursts and cardboard tubes, fabric, and other material activated by flowing air and dancers.
In the end, it's going to be a moving nomadic sculpture that can be enacted by a group of participants. So it's going to be a group performance.
Lee says she learned recycling from her parents while growing up in China in the 1980s, when the country was poorer and more thrifty than it is today. San Francisco artist Michael Arcega works with recycled wood and old leather belts, all salvaged from the garbage.
My project is based on this kind of pseudo-anthropological research on the people of the Nasirima.
He explains that Nasirima is American spelled backwards, and his artwork, which looks like a display in a museum of folk culture, documents what he calls the wasteful culture of the American people. But he says it is a challenge sifting through the trash for raw material.
Finding what is useful in the work and what is actually like garbage.
A gallery in Los Angeles is displaying some of the art from the San Francisco project. Collages made from old packaging, sculptures from scrap metal, and carpenter saws whose blades have been cut to look like trees. Deborah Monk, who manages the art program, explains how the objects were made.
Artists pull out every imaginable material you can think of. So, but mostly it's wood or metal or textiles that they use. Paint, we have had a lot of painters.
Los Angeles gallery owner Liz Gordon says artists have a history of recycling.
People who didn't have the resources to be able to go out and buy supplies found supplies and have been using found object and assemblage for many, many years.
Ma Lee says these artworks have a message.
So everyone can come together to actually make little change in their daily life and behavior to actually try to save the environment and resource.
The man who heads the recycling company, Mike San Giacomo, hopes to see as much waste as possible reused.
Along the way, if some of it made into these fun pieces of art and draws people's attention to the issue, we think it's a great way to do something that's good for our business, good for our community, good for society.
And the project shows how a little imagination can transform one person's trash into another's artwork. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, San Francisco.